Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Shale Hale Secrets, so let's get started. Home away from sweet home. I kind of don't like going into Sam's dorm room. I just want to rearrange everything and put things where they belong. Throwing shit everywhere is just not my style. Let's call. I select Sam on speed dial, then call. Sam visibly strains her ears as she tries to hear any hint of her phone. I, on the other hand, have already realized the truth of the situation. This isn't a simple task, after all. Do you think it's under something? Like it's being muffled? It's not in your room. Hold your horses, Grim. Come on. Grim, it has to be somewhere. I mean, sure, I'm an absent-minded ditz, but if I lose something, it's almost always in my room. I see. Is that a strong always or a strong almost? Okay, let's do Bechdel's razor and think of the simplest solution. Occam's razor. I knew they were going to get that mixed. Occam's razor. Simplest solution. It ran out of battery, or I turned it on silent. That you left it outside your room is also a simple solution. But empirically, no, because it usually always turns up in my dorm room. You know the question I'm about to ask, right? Yeah. When did you last see it? Recently, I guess. I don't like how vague you're being. Yesterday morning, I definitely had it yesterday morning. Okay, and what did you do yesterday? Oh, a lot. It was a very busy day. I had to go to the admin building, the coffee shop, the comic book shop, and the bar doing nonsensical tasks. Wow, that sounds like a lot like my yesterday. Let's see. I had to submit my club reports to Valerie, went to Savini's, and the coffee place to scout out catering locations. Then I totally got into a fight with Kristen about whether vegan leather was actually environmentally friendly. That sounds exactly like my day. You should probably not be the president of so many clubs. I don't even play tennis. Why am I the president of the tennis club? I don't get it. Only you know. People keep asking me to be the president of their clubs, and I don't turn them down because apparently I'm a big masochist. We're looking for a phone. Right. And I guess I don't really remember when it is I lost my phone. So basically, you were everywhere yesterday, and hence your phone could be the same. There is a nearly 100% chance it's here. Sam, I have a busy day. Okay. Maybe if we just poked around together a little, we could find it. You gotta take care of your phone, Sam. I don't have infinite amounts of time. A little poke around isn't that big a deal, is it? Yay, thanks. Finally, the galaxy is within our grasp. Your Samsung Galaxy. Same phone I use, folks. Sorry. Can't help it. Let's look for this phone. Thanks. Where should I start looking? I don't know. General vicinity? Like the floor, the nooks and crannies on top of things? So basically everywhere. Got it. Where do I search first? I look in the closet. Feel like I've checked this thing a million times, and yet there's always something strange and new in there. Which has simultaneously been there the entire time. I'm pretty sure Sam's closet violates the second law of thermodynamics. It would be too sensible a place for a phone, though. Why do you have cans in here? What? Like my Pepsi and stuff? Whoops. Sorry about that. Yeah, there's cans. No, beans! Soup, tomatoes, you're storing a charity food drive. Oh, that's a bit embarrassing. My mom makes me take emergency supplies with me to college. It's not a bad idea. No. In case of nuclear winter? Sometimes I think so. You know her, she's a bit of a prepper.
She said if you eat enough beans, you never have to worry about rape. Figure that riddle out for yourself.
Yeah, she is.
The hamper might be in her old clothes.
Without thinking much else about it, I plunge my hands into Sam's laundry and begin to feel around. Could you have left it in a jean pocket? Yeah, I guess. I feel something lumpy in there, like a rectangular shaped thing. Could this be it? I start fishing it out, but it feels too thin to be a cell phone. After a bit, Sam turns to me. Don't forget, some guys are actually turned on by that, though. The more beans, the better.
What? They make thongs with racing straps in them already?
That's like my underwear and stuff, dude. Ugh, I scratched the back of my head. What's the weird rectangular thing? Oh, a price tag. Look at, she's red as a pea.
Hey, girl.
I'm so confused. This is new sexy underwear in your hamper. The hamper kind of doubles as my closet. You have an actual closet. Listen, the hamper cum closet thing makes sense to the vast majority of human beings.
Cum closet?
In this regard, you're kind of the weirdo. Also, that's my underwear. I'm not like other girls, but I am like other girls. You get what I'm saying? I give her a quizzical look. I don't like dudes going through my drawers. Actually, maybe I do, but not in this context. Oh shit, I'm actually going through her underwear and thinking nothing of it. Sorry. Somehow it would feel more normal if you started sniffing my panties or something. Do you want me to do that? Nah, I know you'd be doing it just to make me feel more comfortable. Sam, I want to let you know something. I'm going into your desk, okay? I imagine every late night assignment you've forgotten to turn in for the past year is going to burst into my face. That'd be a cool weapon. Paper Bomb. Let's make an anime. The Legend of Paper Bomb? Nah, you gotta name it something nonsensical. Argon Restitution Profiteon. It's an anime about an office supply company. I don't watch enough anime to understand that cut title. She was trying to make fun of Neon Genesis Evangelion, but now it would be like... The paper bomb exploded and I reincarnated as a piece of paper, etc.
Yeah.
I can tell by your deficit of chins. Jokes about paper-themed anime aside, I'm still a bit scared of what's going to burst out of that desk drawer. The damage is much more likely to be psychological than physical. Let's see.
Dildos? How many dildos can you have?
Fuck! The bleep? Oh, that's crazy. A late assignment did burst out. Late assignment? That's a fucking lump of clay. Yeah, I was supposed to turn that into something for pottery class, but you didn't encase your cell phone in clay then. I don't think it's in your desk. I didn't think so. I'm gonna check your bed, okay? Any explosive sex toys you need to tell me about? You mean the rocket jump? The what? The nothing. And if you see something roughly hourglass shaped with exactly 3 buttons, don't touch it if you want to keep all your fingers. Sam, you know you're not allowed weapons on campus. The fingers thing is a joke, but the rocket jump, that I'm not making up. It's like that feeling you get when a roller coaster suddenly goes through a loop, but it's in your... Oversharing, Sam! Yeah, you couldn't relate to it. You need the courage, the determination, the unassailable confidence and masculinity it takes to put a sex toy up your butt. Which reminds me of a question I always wanted to ask a guy. So, it's embarrassing to be a guy and a virgin past a certain age, right? But it's only dick virginity rather than anal virginity. You're getting distracted, Sam. I'll answer any questions about male psychosexuality you have after we find your cell phone. I see. A reward once we're done. An incentive to be efficient. Shit. Is it really okay to be nervous looking under Sam's bed? I'm not worried about Sam's sex toy literally being explosive. I'm worried about all the shit I'll find and want to reorganize. Better mentally prepare myself. Well, she enjoys a game of checkers, we can see.
Nothing more erotic than a game of checkers.
Might be. It's surprisingly empty down there, except... Anyway, there's nothing important beneath the bed. Except for a sock, huh? I know this sounds weird, but I'm kind of proud of you. I was expecting a small landfill. That's the only thing? So the rocket jump isn't beneath the bed? Nope, and I'm not gonna start looking for it. Shit, I guess I have to find that too. Remember, it looks a bit like an hourglass, just in case you see it. That, my dear, is a project for tonight. You'll have fun with that. Yeah, I'll print some posters up and hang them on trees. Sam, I hate to say I told you so. So my cell phone really isn't in my room? Doesn't look like it. Fuck, man. A rare bit of genuine despair flares across Sam's expression. I'm a big fucking fuck up. Fuck! I was so insistent it was here, too. So stupid. Technically, we haven't ruled out your room yet. Oh yeah, that's real comforting. Honestly, no place can be ruled out now. It's anywhere between Canada and Mexico. That rules out China. Let's make a big list of countries where it's probably not. Stop it, Sam. Perk up. It could be worse. Is there something wrong? I mean, other than the drama with a cell phone. I'm sorry, Grim. I hate moaning and shit, but stuff is bad when it's bad. You worried about your phone getting hacked? Well, fuck, yeah, I guess. I am now, at least. I have stuff on that phone. I see, but that wasn't enough to upset you this much? Did something happen recently? Yeah. Sam is so desperate to say something serious, I can feel it. It's those years of working with her that makes me feel that way. But whatever she's thinking of, whatever is weighing her down beyond the issue with a cell phone, it isn't coming out. What am I going to do without Rocket Jump, huh? I can't bring myself to laugh at this. Presser? Leave her be and let her cool off.
I don't know. Want to get to the bottom of it, or do you want to wait?
Stop it, Sam. Tell me what... Oh, no, we'll do that. Let's let her cool off.
Well, couldn't you go back, find out what...
I'll let you know if anyone spots your phone. People drop off lost phones to the IT department all the time. Thanks. If you excuse me, I'm going to play my kilt porn game. Okay, take care of yourself, Sam. Thanks. If Sam really has lost her phone, getting it back is pretty important. Who knows what data is on it? I don't want to scare Sam, but I don't think getting a new phone is enough. I feel bad for Sam, I really do, but I have my own priorities. A lost cell phone is kind of a big deal, but I got bigger deals right now. This weird application on my laptop, for example, doing God knows what. But I've made it to the IT department, so I might finally be getting some answers. I'm not sure where to start. Laughter? Kind of sounds like a woman, like Valerie. The funniest part of it was the prank was doomed from the beginning. None of us bothered to test whether you could actually shoot mayonnaise out of a squirt gun. Yeah, I could have told you that. You can't get enough PSI to squirt water out of those guns, let alone mayo. So that senior year, we... Oh, you're telling him about the great mayo anticlimax. Thanks for spoiling it, Grim. Indeed, he just gave it away. All that effort and we end up aborting the prank at the last minute. That's too bad, except for the obvious flaw. It sounded like a pretty good prank. The funniest part of it was Emily was in charge of getting the mayo, and instead of buying the cheap stuff, her mom made like 10 gallons of homemade gourmet shit. Yeah, that was the best mayo I've ever tasted. I don't know how long it took her mom. And we were literally going to spray it on people. Mayo is actually pretty easy to make. My grandma makes a version with soy. Trust me, if Emily's mom has a chance to overcomplicate something, she will. Emily's mom is kind of like, do you know Martha Stewart? Yeah, like a boomer lifestyle guru. That's her. I can't believe you decided to join us in the nerd dungeon, Val. Ah yes, the vineyard of unplucked fruit. Unplucked fruit. To put it in words you might understand, unpopped cherries. She's calling us virgins, Linus. Wait, hold on a second. Not everyone down here is virgin. I know, Grim is not a virgin. Wait, no, I'm not a virgin either. I've had sex. You made one sock very happy that night. No, not a sock. Flesh and blood. She was made of meat and... Okay, I swear I'm not making it up. I'm not a virgin. Relax, Linus. I'm just giving you a hard time. Oh man, I just thought of a joke.
Tease Linus.
Linus has yet to give anyone a hard time. Oh, come on, that's unfair. I've given plenty of girls hard times. You have? Yeah, with the boink boinks and stuff. The boink boinks? It's official, you're a sex god. Listen, using the word boink boinks was clearly a terrible mistake, so I'm gonna stop now before I dig myself a deeper grave. But seriously, what does bring you down here? Can I just visit you guys? I want to hear you use that sweet, tinny voice of yours. Suddenly, Linus clams up and swivels subtly on his seat. I can clearly sense that Linus thinks Valerie may have crossed a line. Linus rarely comments about the voice app. I think he might be worried that I'm sensitive about it. I like my OG voice a little better. Everyone did. Huh, the way you say it. It makes it sound like Grimm had something special. You've never heard Grimm's real voice? No, I mean, am I allowed to? What do you mean, are you allowed to? I guess, maybe it's private or something. Why would it be private? Of all things, a voice is not private. I don't know, Sam calls him a chatterbox and stuff. And that seems okay to me because, I don't know, Sam can say things like that. She's got that kind of carefree personality. I feel like it's kind of rude for me to ask about his original voice. I don't know how he feels about it, you dig? You'll notice that nobody who heard Grimm's original voice is afraid of offending him. There's two types of people. People have heard me speak and people who haven't. It's kind of hard for me to imagine Grimm speaking. The short of it is that Grimm had a very nice voice. Oh shit, then I'm really sorry you lost it, man. Valerie's about to embarrass me. Yes, the thing is, very nice doesn't really describe what Grimm's voice was like. Shit, man, you're gonna make me real sad if you carry on telling me shit like this. He is called the Velvet Voice. The Velvet Voice? You're telling me Grimm was getting sexy nicknames even before he went mute? The Velvet Voice wasn't always a compliment. What are you talking about? What Grimm is referring to is people are so jealous of his voice that they started to use it as a pejorative. So like, hey, you got a real velvet voice, mother flipper, something like that? Pretty much exactly. It still kind of sounds like a compliment to me. I assure you know this, but a lot of people feel threatened by those with talent, intelligence, and good looks. I'll throw aspersions as such. Oh yeah, like Brainiac, Egghead, Teacher's Pet. I'm well acquainted with those. I'm sure you're quite used to it. Huh? Talented, intelligent, good looking. Oh man, you're just trying to build me up. Valerie gives a full-bodied laugh. So, did you want to hear Grimm's voice? Well, I mean, if it's okay. It's okay.
Say something, Grimm.
Not like that. In that case, Valerie spins towards the computer and types her credentials into the keyboard. Linus pulls up a seat behind her, and soon Valerie is pulling up an old YouTube video. I think I know exactly the one Valerie is going to show. Here it is. Linus betrays his anticipation as he leans in. We watch as I walk towards the podium, smiling and waving at everyone. A couple years ago, watching this would have been such a painful reminder of what I've lost. Now it just feels like a different person altogether. Really can't say how I feel about this now, honestly. Probably indifferent. But not exactly that. As I approach the podium, I can already feel the words welling up from the pit of my diaphragm. They come out. Thank you, everyone, for inviting me to speak at the Conference for Future Youth Leadership. Whoa! Yeah. Man, his voice is like chocolate. Shush, he's going to continue. To be honest, I'm not sure if I really belong here. I don't really feel like a leader yet, especially not of the youth. But adults, I have those guys wrapped around my little finger. Polite laughter. But seriously, the panel discussions we've had and the breakout groups that I've attended have made me really confident that the new generation is up to solving the challenges of the near future. Move over, Barack Obama. Yeah, I had a pretty nice voice. And
don't
he goes,
worry, Barack Obama isn't standing in your way.
And he goes like that for a while, saying the kind of things that adults like to hear.
That's before everyone knew his record.
Valerie stops the video and watches Linus for his reaction. Linus can only stare. Good God, man, did you ever try singing or something?
I hear he's married to a dude.
Yeah, it's part of voice training. Voice training? Shit!
You know Michael Obama?
Ironic that you'd have the nicest voice. Reality has a funny sense of irony. I mean, I wish your voice was worse. Kinda like, I lost my voice, but, kinda sucked anyway, so whatever. If I went mute, for example, I'd thank God because it'd stop me from saying stupid stuff. Boink boinks. So, do you wish you had that voice back? It was really, really nice. Of course I do, but I think about it less and less. Believe it or not, Grimm said some stupid stuff too. Nothing as stupid as boink boinks, though. Lay off me a little, it wasn't that dumb. I got used to my voice app, honestly. No offense, how do you get used to a thing like that? I don't know, I just am. The thought that I used to open my mouth and yap like all you talkers feels weird to me now. Personally, I still expect him to open his mouth and start talking. It took some adjusting, but I got used to it. My life is different. I could be so much worse off. I'm healthy, I have a roof over my head, and I have good grades. I'm grateful for those things. I wish I had your attitude towards life. What do I have to lose to learn that lesson? Nothing, I hope. Grimm wasn't always so chill and wise. What are you talking about? This guy was kind of a shark. A shark, you mean? He never let anyone or anything get in his way. I like to think I'm still that. Yeah, it's definitely still inside you. Valerie, you still haven't told us why you're here. Oh, no reason. I've already done my bit of business. There was a glitch with a remote access app. Remote access app? Does he mean the thing that's been keeping me up all night? Phew, thank God I can't explain my surprise. I give them both my quizzical expression and wait for them to elaborate. Yeah, the app was giving us access when it wasn't supposed to. It's good we caught it, or people would accuse us of installing spyware on their devices. If you told me about the pictures you saw yesterday, I looked into the code and found out there was a workaround where you could look at private files. So maybe there were nudes of Alexis on the network cache after all. Nudes of Alexis? Yeah, Grim thought he saw nude pictures of Alexis Vanderman. Nudes of Alexis Vanderman are kind of a cheap currency, aren't they? Excuse me. I don't want to shame her, but she's well known as a loose woman. I think she shot off nude pictures to half the boys in the school. I haven't seen these. Sorry to interrupt, but you've closed the loophole? Yes. It was a quick patch. The vendor pushed the update. I saved their rotten company, but didn't get a bit of thanks. Emily will be overjoyed. Emily? Why Emily? You didn't know? Emily's family are the vendors of the app. You're kidding. Why would that be a joke? Am I missing something, Linus? I don't know. I've never met Emily. I knew that Emily's family were in cybersecurity, but I didn't know that they made recently. Recently? Recently what? And this is where being mute doesn't help. Everything I say is deliberately typed out. It's harder to make it seem like a mistake. Sorry, dumb autocomplete. I meant the security app. Oh, well, yes. You haven't been together for a while. So I suppose you don't know that Emily's father has gone from consultation to developing his own software. Good on her, I guess. Good on her dad, you mean. I'm a busy girl, and as fun as it was to tease a virgin, I must be off. I'm not a... You know what? I'm not even going to give you the satisfaction. Mm-hmm, you're right. Your virginity is beyond doubt. Can I grab something from the fridge before I go? The fridge? The fridge? It's not what it looks like. It looks like Linus suddenly remembered that we have the student body president in the office in a fridge full of contraband alcohol. Linus's look of panic is a little funny, but I don't share it. I know Valerie too well. It looks awfully like it, but don't worry. I'm easily bribed. I'm just jealous I don't have a fridge full of beer in my office. Valerie gives us a wink, then walks over to the fridge and pulls out a beer. She flashes one final smile before she walks out. She knows about the beer. It takes Linus a good second before he chooses to respond. Man, that girl has MILF energy and she ain't even old. When she's 40-something, she's gonna be unstoppable! She's something all right. When she asked about the fridge, I thought we were goners. I knew we were okay. So you guys found the bug in the remote access app? Yeah, Hank did. He alerted the vendor and they patched it right up. I'm glad we caught it in time. When did you do that? This morning. So no more nudes then. Sorry, but if you saved any pics... Saved any pics? Is he really asking for what I think he's asking for? What do we do?
Did we save him?
I'm not sure. What do we want to do, though?
Sorry, I'm gonna respect the privacy.
I was kidding anyway. Sure you were. Nah, seriously, I was kidding. I'm not interested in seeing shit I'm not supposed to. It make me feel dirty. My skeptical look probably tells Linus everything he needs to know. I'm serious, but fine. Believe whatever the flip you want to believe. But if she did actual flipping porn for public consumption, that would be completely different. You'd share that, right? Yeah, she did. Based. So yesterday, you kind of just ran out of Savini's. That didn't have anything to do with the glitch, did it? Fuck. You seem real worked up about something. I noticed something was wrong with the computer. Why? Well, after you left, I drank two complimentary drinks, yours and mine. While I was sitting and letting my liver take the damage, Haley and I started speculating why you left early. What did Haley think? First, let me tell you what I thought. I thought it had something to do with the conversation you had with Leah that morning. I mean, I probably should have been thinking about it. If I had, I wouldn't have gotten myself into the shit with Leah. Haley thought it might have something to do with the computer. What does that mean? She put it in her normie way, you know. She thought she might have a computer problem. I basically laughed it off, politely. It must have been quite some computer issue to have me running out of Savini's. Yeah, man, that's what I thought, too. Haley has gotten the misconception that you're some kind of exotic computer genius, man. You found some sort of exploit that gives away the launch codes or something. So you want to know which one of you is right? That is kind of the implied thrust of my question, yeah. I don't blame Linus for being curious, I guess I would too, but I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to answer it. Tell him everything I know, it's probably a bad idea. It had to do with Leah, it had to do with a glitch, or it was personal? Want to tell him with a glitch?
Better, of course, one of them.
A glitch? Why didn't you tell me? It's probably the same one the company just passed down. Nobody was listening to me. Nobody was listening to you. That's a bit unfair, isn't it? Oh, I see. You wanted to see if you could patch out yourself and get the credit, right? You got me. Can't blame you for that. For a chick with blue hair, Haley was pretty chill. I was expecting her a bit more feisty. Disappointed? Nah, just interesting, that's all. And that's the support ticket, Mother Flipper. Work, work, work. It's what we do. I head to my own desk, feeling somewhat divided. Haley also had some of her own issues, if I recall correctly. A text she sent off said something like, "Did you give them my number?" I guess that means I have of finding out are cut off now. I suppose I shouldn't be curious, but I am. Not only that, but I could have used that glitch to do a lot of different things. Bad things, good things, perverted things. So much power was already getting to my head. I'd barely tapped into it yet, so I guess it's a really good thing it's removed now. I guess this utterly torpedoes my theory that it might be part of the design of the program. Though it still seems like a very strange glitch. Suppose whatever I thought, it doesn't matter now. I wonder if I have the updated version. Did it already auto-update? That shouldn't be too difficult to check. The old app was modified a couple hours ago, but recently wasn't. Which is weird, I guess. As the class president, Valerie should have known what recently was. Maybe recently is working after all. Did Linus actually update it? Should I ask? I'm honestly not sure I should. It might be that the update has been pushed, but I haven't tested yet. I might have a good thing to test on. Linus looks disturbed by something. Maybe I can see what the support ticket is. It's worth looking at. Worst thing is, it's not working anymore. Linus's folder is here on recently. Let's look at it. Cash recently received email. It's probably just work stuff. Should be pretty harmless. Aw, jeez. So it still pulled up private emails, which means either the bug didn't actually get fixed, or they were talking about a completely separate issue. Huh, why do I feel relieved of all things? Isn't this a bad thing? How quickly is this power corrupting me? But now that I'm in Linus's email, I might as well read it, right? I mean, the chances of finding something really bad are pretty remote. Can't imagine Linus being up to something weird. I think this is from his mom. Huh? My son, you must grasp your destiny. You are the chosen one. You must see it. The world is doomed if you don't assume your position as King of Batusha. The elders of Dalon have decreed it. You born beneath the convergence of Desvera, Richa, and Varush, none else were conceived at the turn of the old golden reign of Falanga. Begin your kinship, the world needs you. This is all stream of consciousness insane stuff. It goes on for a while. I don't know what to make of this. I think there's a good reason why Linus doesn't talk about his mom. Great. Even setting the Linus stuff aside, I'm even more confused now. No doubt about it. This is weird. An app that apparently nobody but me has access to. An app that gives me spying powers on my classmates that would make the NSA jealous. I don't get why I'm the only one, though. Do Linus and Hank really not have recently? Have they just not noticed it? Though this kind of power is pretty exciting. Can't help it. I'm excited. Even if I didn't use it. Just knowing I have it makes me feel so powerful. I could blackmail people, steal corporate secrets, frame my enemies for crimes, seduce anyone. I could destroy anyone I wanted to. It could be so easy. Man, fuck following Valerie's footsteps. I could make my own, become a politician or a businessman or a crime boss with hardly any effort. I could... What a time to remember the old conversation with Leah. Leah looked so betrayed back then when I told her my plan. She thought what I wanted to do was so evil. And she was right, I did want to do something evil. And it wasn't Leah that stopped me, it was the fucking surgery.
Our friendship was nearly destroyed. I nearly destroyed it. Shit, this has always been my weakness. Power. It gets in my head so quickly. I forgot about my limits. I start acting like a maniacal madman. People knew what I nearly did. They'd feel a lot less sorry that I lost my voice. Times like this, when I'm really not sure what the right answer is, I think to myself, what would Leah do? If Leah had this power, would she get rid of it? It's wrong to have this power, Grim. You have to get rid of it. No, it's not her at all. She would never say something like that. The thing that surprises me about Leah is her boldness. Yeah, it's going to be something bold. Whoever made this is using it for nefarious purposes, Grim. We have to expose them. That's closer, but it's still not her. The thing that's missing is ambition. Leah would be able to see its full value. We have to use this to find the truth, Grim. That's her. That's what she would want to say to me. Excuse me, that's what she would say to me if she ever found out. The truth of what, though? The school is so fucking boring. I don't know anyone with crazy secrets, as far as I know. Is there anything I could find out? Of course. Sam's phone. If it really was stolen, I could find out if someone's using it. Quickly opened Sam's file and recently, and nothing. Doesn't mean her phone isn't on. Maybe if I call, I'll get something. I dial her phone, but no pickup. I guess that's to be expected. It's calling, though. That means the phone is functional, powered, and turned on, which is good news. But if it's still working, that also could mean that it's been stolen. The fuck? The thief could be trying to unlock it. I gotta move quickly. If the phone is turned off, my hopes of tracking it are doomed. Bingo! The phone ID shows on the network table. It is connected to the internet after all. There are failed unlock attempts in the log. I should be able to get a picture of the thief if he's holding it. Just a few clicks. Wow. The fuck? Who is this guy? Doesn't matter, I got a capture of his face and now he's good as caught. Let's find out the GPS coordinates. This should be easy. Damn, no coordinates at all? Did Sam disable the GPS? It should be enabled by default. That's a shame. It's virtually impossible to track it down. Apparently, I just need to get a good screen capture, then send it to print. Good. Now, what's the next thing I need to do? I could tell Linus about Sam's phone and ask for help, but then I'd have to explain about the picture. Better keep quiet for now. I still got quite a bit of time before I get off work. I suppose I should do what they pay me to do. I'll finish my workday and think about my next move. Okay. That's where we're going to end it for now.
Oh, getting good.
Things are getting kind of interesting. This is definitely a mystery, and we are here for it. So, all right, guys, remember, you can pick this thing up right now in the Steam sale. There's a Steam sale right now. You can get it cheaper than what you normally get it because it's a Steam summer sale, and it's like a big event. So go buy it now. You get it cheap. You'll probably get it in a bundle with a bunch of other great games. So, all right, guys, I'm out, and we'll see you next time with more Shale Hale Secrets.
Later.